Well, good morning, everybody. This is Yudana Power, and I'm in Los Angeles, and we're so happy to be here. It's a Wednesday morning. I love Wednesdays. Queen of Freedom Day. The whole thing is Freedom Day. We're here every Monday. For those who are brand new, we're here every Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. And it's 15 minutes of inspiration, of focus, of learning new things, and most importantly, it's connecting with the group. We're in business for ourselves and not by ourselves. So we get inspiration. I mean, Harry just signed up 9 people and got 2 more to go today in the UK. I mean, he's showing us how to do it. Wow. So we just want to say thank you to the man who put this call together and who's held it together for well over 10 and a half years. And he's also created Follow Your Bliss. It's a weekend retreat that's the most profound self-discovery weekend I've ever taken. I've taken a lot of them. And I just want to say thank you to him for holding this call together, for being such a trainer and such an adventurer out into the world of self-development, because this business has been called Self-Development Program with a Compensation Plan Attached. And boy, is that right. And so I want to say thank you and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Yudana. Thank you so much for always showing up and being here. And gosh, Harry, hi from Saskatchewan. That's remarkable. Wow, you go, brother. Show us the way. Man, I love it. I love it so much. Man, that's great. So, guys, we are here as a tribe for each other and rooting each other on. And gosh, I saw something on Facebook that some kind of a Zoom meeting might be happening with the Queen of Freedom on a vision board party. Oh my gosh, I'm so going to that if that's true. So we're going to check in with her and find out what's going on in this world. But I'm so excited to bring on this trainer today. And before, let's not forget to breathe. Gosh, look at us forgetting to breathe. Look at me forgetting to breathe. So let's all take a big deep breath. What I want to do today on this breath and have your drink ready to go is I want you to breathe in something you're excited about. And feel the excitement and the gratitude for it already coming in your life. And then as you breathe out, breathe life into that new thing. Just try this. This is cool. On three. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in. What are you excited about? Be grateful for it. Assume it fulfilled. And breathe life into it. Ooh, I love that. I love that. Okay, let me get my amp knocks going on here. Mm-hmm. 6 a.m. yoga, already done, ready to rock. Queen of Freedom, I am just so inspired by this woman. I'm so inspired by her every single day. She inspires me every single day. Like, she blows my mind. And it's fun to watch, you know, because she's the first one to say she's not perfect, but she just goes and tackles everything in her life, and she does it so beautifully, and she bleeds green. She's isogenic through and through. I just love her so much. Rhonda Collier, good morning.
Good morning, Dylan. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Wednesday, man. I'm fired up from New Year's kickoff. I'm here. I'm drinking my nice, warm Ionic Supreme because it's a little chilly today. And I've got my beautiful Isoline dairy-free chocolate coconut almond bar for breakfast. Gosh, could we get any luckier? I was in the airport last night flying home from our beautiful San Antonio trip, and I was like, yeah, I think I feel like some chips. Oh, I got some white cheddar whey thins right here, 100 calories, 10 grams of protein. I'm staying on my program, and I'm eating freaking chips. It's so great. And flew home yesterday. Had an amazing conversation with the gentleman that was sitting next to me. He was in the pharmaceutical industry, right? And, you know, of course it would have been so easy just to be like instantaneously judging him, right? For some of us, the pharmaceutical industry can be like, you know, really a negative thing, right? But I decided, of course, not to judge him. I decided to hear his story and ask him questions about himself and find out how he got in that industry and what meaning it has to him. And, you know, because we can't influence those we judge. And so just remained open and listened and, he asked me what I did, and I was sharing with him I was an international wellness, health and wellness company, and we were a $4 billion company. We did, you know, almost a billion in sales last year. We're in 16 countries. We're opening up in Europe. We're growing like crazy, and we're saving lives too. And, you know, we got on this conversation, and it was just cool, man. And you know, what do you do? Well, we offer solutions, you know. We have incredible solutions for weight loss. You guys know what we talk about, right? And then I talked about Jim and Kathy, talked about John Anderson. And he can't wait. He's so excited to try the products and to hear back from me. And he actually has a really issue with his knee, so I'm going to put him on the joint and pain system right away, right? And he's, you know what he said, Lenny? It was so interesting because I think anyone that deals with joint pain or pain in any capacity, it's very humbling. It's very, like this is what he said. He's like, I'll try anything. And I said to him, I said, yes, but will you stick with anything? That's what I said to him. And we had a conversation around that, you know. So today, you guys, what I wanted to talk about is I'm just having epiphany after freaking epiphany after epiphany. Thank you, Isogenix, for New Year's kickoff. You know, for that shot in the arm, as Kathy Cooper said, the shot in the ass that we all need to just get refocused and re-energized and get our belief dialed in and get our plan in place. And, you know, they're so smart, right, to do this, right? New Year's kickoff in January, celebration in August. It keeps us on track with our goals. And I'm going to just tell you something right now. I want you guys to just take in what I am about to share with you. I know this to be true on so many levels, and so do you. I know that you know this to be true on so many levels, that anything is possible in the next 90 days. Anything. I want you just to hold on to that for a second, just to really marinate. Think of the crazy good or bad or whatever you want to label it, things that have happened to you in your life. They just happen, right? They just show up. Maybe you were doing a lot of work on helping co-create them. Maybe they just happened and you weren't necessarily focusing on that thing, but they happened just out of the blue. They just happened, right? Anything is possible in the next 90 days with, and this is my caveat, and this is what I want to preach, and this is what I want to bring to you and me today. So I got the 90-day action plan book, right? And I've been in my group, my business training group that's open to anybody who wants to be in it. It's Isogenix Basic Training on Facebook. And I've been in there doing live videos, and I've been in there with setting it all up, right? Because this is the week Kathy wants us to get ready. She's actually giving us a week to get ready. She never gives us a week to get ready. Now, that doesn't mean we're not talking to people, but it means we're really preparing for our 90-day action plan. And so I've been in the basic training group, and I've been doing live Facebook Live and just sharing with you, you know, and going through the 90-day action plan book and sharing with you my goals and my why and what I'm doing to get ready. And I want you to know this right here, that anything is possible in this 90-day period for you, for me, for Lenny, for you, Donna, for everybody on this call with the following. Number one, a very, very clear why. The why is the most important thing. So really being clear on setting a goal, okay? So my goal is Crystal Executive in 90 days in my reentry. That's 10 new consultants, okay? And that's my goal. My why is it's time for me to buy myself a home. I deserve a home. I'm going to own a home. I've never owned a home for myself. I bought homes, but they weren't for me. Isn't that interesting? So I'm going to own a home. I am going to set roots down somewhere here in Southern California. And it excites me to think about it, you guys. It is time. It is time for me to make my magical place that I own. that I get to paint the walls any color I want. I get to rip the windows out and put anything in I want. I get to do anything I want, and I get to make it my sanctuary, and I get to hire decorators, and I get to go to the best furniture stores, and I get to buy the most beautiful art, and it's mine. And it excites me. Now, your why, this is what I taught on in my live the other day, it doesn't matter what it is. The only thing that matters is that it freaking excites you. What Lenny said it when we opened up the call. What excites you? What makes you jump up and down and go, I'm so excited? What is it? Write it down. That's your why. That's why you are going to accomplish your 90-day game plan. So number one, you need to have your why. Okay? You need to have your goal. You need to have your why. And you, to live into the reality that anything is possible, I know, because I've done crazy things, right? Crazy. We all have. We've all got a hair up our butt and decided we were going to do something. And what did we do, though? What did we do? We decided. We committed. We were like, I am doing this no matter what. And, you know, we've all had those moments in our life where that was it, right? The line was drawn in the sand. You're doing it no matter what, right? So with this 90-day plan, with this anything is possible that I want to bring life into you and me, into all of us, is focus, daily writing out that vision, daily writing out that why, daily writing out your big vision, daily focus, focus, focus like you've never focused. Speak of it as if it's already done. Only talk about that. Only focus on that. You are blinders on. You are focused on this goal and accomplishing it, and you're writing it. For me, I write it every morning. I write it every night. I'm making a vision board. We'll talk about that. I'm doing Tony Robbins priming every day. That's a meditation and an energy elevate. I love this word. It's an energy elevator, Tony Robbins priming. So I elevate my energy every day. I am focused, and I'm on my why, like, every minute, right? The next thing that we need, and this is just a decision, and it comes with practice, and anyone can do it, and you can do it every day, is belief. I am doing this. Period. End of story. That's belief. That's conviction. That is commitment, right? I have to have that. For anything is possible scenario to unfold, and for that me to hit in the crystal executive in the next 3 months in my reentry, it's going to take me believing in only one outcome and one outcome only, and that is 10 new amazing people in my system are consultants, and they are loving Isagenics, and they have shared it with two people. That is my belief. I will not choose to believe anything else. I will not choose to believe it's hard. I will not choose to believe I can't do it. I will not choose to believe that I'm not perfect. It won't happen. I will not choose to believe anything else. It doesn't matter what happens today, tomorrow, the next days. Nothing matters. This is happening. It is done. Belief, conviction, commitment. These things are your partners in the anything is possible in 90 days. The next thing I wrote down that I must have for anything is possible, it's action plan, baby. Nothing happens without action. It all is in the action. Good thing we have an amazing company that they give us a book called the 90-Day Action Plan, and they tell us exactly what to do. You know, when I first started, you guys, I can laugh so hard, Lenny, because I first started, I'll never forget. I mean, I would go into my office, and I'm like, okay, all right, here we go. I'm going to go to work now. And I'd go in my office and I'd be like, shit, what do I do? You know? I mean, I knew I was supposed to call people, but I was petrified of doing that. And so I just wouldn't know what to do. And I love it because we have an action plan. And I am going to be very, very verbal during this 90 days in my group, which is Isagenics Basic Training, on this action plan. Meaning I'm going to be doing Facebook Live a lot, and I'm going to be putting in what I'm doing, and I'm doing every single thing that's written in that book, I'm doing it, whatever it says. If it says stand on your head, I'm standing on my head. If it says do a party where you do a vision board, I'm doing a party where you do a vision board. If it, whatever Kathy Coover said to do, I'm just going to be obedient and diligent and do it. Why? Why? Well, a lot of reasons. Number one, it's in the book. Number two, I'm baking a cake here. I'm not going to leave any ingredients out. Number three, I want to create duplication. What? How do you create duplication? You create duplication when you follow the system. So you got your action plan. You got your belief. You got your why. And you got your daily focus, right? And the last piece, come on, I know you guys know it. You probably, you could teach this to me as easy as I could teach this to you. Your last piece is consistency. There's nothing, there's just like, for this, anything is possible, 90 days, consistency. It's just not going to happen without it. Is that a belief I have? Yes. It is. It's a total belief I have. Now, I said something when I was talking about belief. I'm going to believe this is happening whether I'm perfect or not. So that means, you guys, if there's a hiccup in your life and there's something that doesn't happen that you think should happen, don't let it take you out. Don't let it take your belief away. I had actually Monday, I couldn't believe it. Somehow I ended up with a zero. I couldn't believe it. On Monday, I did not get a new look on Monday. I was so weird because I had like, I've committed to one new look every single day, at minimum 5 days a week, and then we're going to ramp that up to two looks a day for sure pretty soon. But I didn't do it on Monday, and I thought, and it was interesting because I kind of halfway did it because I did a lot of connecting. Okay, I did a lot of connecting. I did a lot of follow up. I did a lot of new connecting. And I definitely planted a ton of seeds on Monday. I worked with Danny and Jen at the hotel in San Antonio. We had such a great time. And I worked working a lot, but I never got that look, right? So, but I'm not going to let any of those things ever take me out. Just remember that. So focused, you got your why, you are in the belief, you are in action, and you have consistency. And that's it, you guys. That's it. That's all it takes. Just a few common ingredients. Who taught on I Want My Ice Cream? Oh, Jay Bennett at New Year's Kickoff did the closing piece. It was so great. I was cheering the loudest, I think, in the audience. Jay Bennett. I was like, man, we are going old school. Mr. Bennett in the house, right? Because he's been on stage since I've been doing this thing. You know, and he's got a real simple system, and he teaches it beautifully, and he's beautiful, and he's funny, and he's brilliant, and he's just a guy, right? But he got this, he and his wife adopted this little boy recently, and this little boy is teaching him so much, and this little boy is teaching him, Daddy, can I have ice cream? No, you can't have any ice cream. We're going home for dinner. Daddy, can I have ice cream? Nope, can't have ice cream. We're going home for dinner. Let's go. Daddy, can I have ice cream? Nope, absolutely not. We're going. Daddy, can I have ice cream? Fine, right? We're in the ice cream store at some point. And I just love it, right? That was a little boy that was focused on his ice cream. He knew why he wanted it. He had belief he was getting it. He had an action plan. Keep asking, right? Consistency, never stop. So in this next 90 days, what are you going to accomplish? I really don't care what your goal is, meaning it's not up to me to set it. It's not up to me to judge it. It's up to you to set it. It's up to you to focus on it. It's up to you to get clear on your why. And again, I'm not going to judge that. Kathy Coover is not going to judge it. We're not going to judge your why. Whatever your why is, make it your freaking why. Get excited about it. Passion and excitement is what people buy. They buy your excitement. How excited can you get? Right? Elevate, elevate, elevate. Step up. Tony freaking Robbins is coming to us in August. Listen to him, you guys, every day. Go on YouTube. Just listen to him. This man will change your DNA. He will turn you into the warrior that you are. He will turn you into a person that takes instantaneous action. He will turn you into a man and a woman that sets up a higher standard. So that's what I got today, Lenny. I'm so excited. And yes, I am doing a live Zoom party on Saturday night, 5 o'clock Pacific time. I will be posting about it in my Isogenics Basic training. And I'm going to be doing, we're all going to do vision boards together because Kathy Coover said so in the book. She said, do vision boards with your team. And my team is all over the country. So I'm doing it on Zoom. And Danny's going to be at my house. And anyone that's local can come over to my house. And everyone else can meet up on Zoom. And we're going to do a vision board party.
You rock. What a great Saturday night activity. I can't wait to be there. Oh, my God, this is awesome. What a great training. This has just been such a great step-by-step. Gosh, and, you know, our company has given us everything required. I just am in love with how you worded, these are your partners and anything is possible. Wow.
I was just last night, I was journaling, and you know, because I'm this is big. I'm going big. This is bold what I'm doing, right? It's bold what I'm doing. 30 new consultants. I mean, 10 new, ooh, that's good. 10 new consultants in 90 days, right? It's bold.
It is bold. Very
but
bold.
As I think about that and you think about that, Lenny, all the things we have done, whether it mean, you know, moving across the country or quitting your job or starting or ending something or creating a goal and getting it done, there's just certain things that were in place that I did to make it happen. And those are the things. And I think so. One thing I want to say is this. How am I going to stay elevated, right? I am elevated right now like no other, right? I just left New Year's kickoff. I remember this last year. I was so pumped up, man. I wanted to feed the children of the world. I mean, I was like, oh, right? So I didn't stay elevated. And so my solution to that is my why. I didn't have a solid why. I didn't have a why that I was focusing on every single day. I wasn't committed. I didn't lay down these steps, but how to stay elevated? What is going to make me be focused on my why every day? What is going to make me hold on to that belief? What is going to make me follow the action plan? What is going to make me have consistency? What is going to keep me elevated is my why. That is your gold that lays the golden egg. That is your golden, your why is the goose that lays the golden egg. It always is. We must know our why and stay focused on it.
Absolutely. Wow. No question. And I love what you said, too. It's anything that excites you, but it has to excite you. So dig deep. What excites you? You know, the way you talked about your house, God, that got me excited. That got me excited.
Right?
You know, and I could hear, I know you're excited. See, that's the whole thing. If you can excite someone else with your why, that's a good chance you're excited by it. So that's brilliant. Gosh, that's exciting, too. That's very exciting, Rhonda. That's a big move for you.
Yay!
You deserve it, girl. How beautiful to be able to move a wall or put a window or have a decorator. That's what the detail of that is so delicious. You know, like, and being able to ponder that. So, I mean, all of
yeah, and it's
and it's
already
a lot of exercise. Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. And I think and you putting these goals, you know, the goal, the why, the focus, the laser focus, and the Tony Robbins priming exercise or whatever people do to get them there. I know that every time I do that exercise, and I've done it a lot. It makes me feel amazing. It elevates my energy, like you said, energy elevating. And then holding on to that. And I think the action plan and obviously everything else you talked about is just, I love how you just said, I choose to believe that I'm going to have 10 new consultants that their lives have changed to the extent that they are sharing it now on both sides. That's beautiful. That's service. That's helping people step from kitten to lioness. Right there. And that's what we do. That's what we do. You know, and the first step,
right.
That kitten catching a glimpse of, you know, her abs in the mirror, or the lion seeing that lionessness of who we really are, is a physical transformation. It's a higher vibration. And then we move in So, gosh, what a worthy goal. This is just amazing. This is so fun. This is awesome.
Yeah, just get bold, you guys. Get bold, Jeff Beebe style. Get bold, write it out, speak it out, tell everyone. You know, I mean, that's another thing. Like, when I'm really, you know, like, my ass is on the line. I mean, I am like, this is it. I'm doing this, right? And so when you put yourself out there like that, when I put myself out there like that, that creates another level of, you know, of drive, of momentum, of elevation, of excitement, because, like, everyone's watching, and I'm doing it with you and for you and together. We're doing it together. So I invite you guys to get bold, bold, bold. Don't be sitting like a wallflower. Get clear on your why. Get clear on your goal. Get clear on your action plan and get it out there. Tell everyone. Tell the people that believe in you. Tell them what you're up to. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them why you're doing it.
Gosh,
it's
how
gonna
beautiful.
Create some fire. Yeah.
And our community, our tribe, your five. You, we're speaking to each and every one of you, and me and Rhonda, of course, but that those people, that your support system, guys, that our tribe, we want you to have what you want. I mean, we desire it highly to have what you desire. What other words are you going to use on that, you know? So, gosh, Rhonda, what a training. This is world class. And are you, let me just end with, Tony Robbins is speaking at our celebration? Can you even grasp that, Rhonda?
I can't even stand it.
I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable to feel the idea that Tony Robbins himself, Tony Robbins, we've aligned with Tony Robbins, O-O-O-M-G. It's earth-shattering. It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Girl, let's rock this. Yesterday.
Let's rock it.
The calls were amazing. Debbie Beebe taught on this call. Jeff Beebe taught on your call, and it was the Beebe, bam, bam, holy Hannah. It really helped me yesterday, and I know that's always a good call. So, guys, jump on that call. Let's get involved. Let's get rocking this. This is just beautiful, Rhonda. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do
and
you give and for pushing yourself, you know. You know, you don't have to push yourself anymore. Dave MacArthur talked about it on Monday. Udonna talked about it. But look, we're going to the next level because there's so many people that need us. They're waiting.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and then the imprint and then all the things, you know, that come from that service. Wow. Awesome. Thank you. Let's all take a big breath in, guys. Breathe this in. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in deeply. What are you excited about? Hold it. Hold it. What are you excited about? Breathe life into it. Oh, delicious. Okay, guys. Be on the call in a half hour. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Let's give some love. I'm going to shout. I'm going to do 1, 2, 3 isogenics. 1, 2, 3.
Isogenics.